Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Air Brand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 18. So what are we doing? And today's title episode is called, of today's episode is called Lifing. Everybody's been through something, and life be lifing. So I want to talk about different things that you may have, or I have come across during this life or this season of my life, and I guess how I have overcome it and like push forward through everything. Because for myself, I know it's hard to get out of the rut that you've been in, and being down in the dumps is hard to get out of that and push yourself forward if you don't have that support or that stability. So these last few months in my life, definitely been lifing. I've been going through a lot of stuff. Sure. And like for me, I tend to not try to ask for help at all. I could be bleeding or something. Like, as long as I know that I'm still going to be alive in some way or fashion, I try to get it done or take care of myself without having to ask for help. And that probably sounds crazy for other people, but the people that tend to not ask for help probably will understand that more. So yeah, like I'm not gonna go into too much detail, but it's better than what it was. It really started in March. It's really over now. Like I'm in a better situation, and it's cool because like I always talk about your circle, and it's great to have genuine people around you. You have to surround yourself with that. And sometimes it's hard to find those type of people, but you have to find your people and confide in them. Like, you can't confide in everybody because it's hard to trust, especially for me, because people tend to tell your business and like you think you have somebody that's trustworthy, but they'll go to somewhere else. But recently that I've told some other people what has been going on. It's been easy to tell those people to talk to them, and like I was like, oh, they didn't know. So it's kind of been easier to confide in people, in my people that I have in my circle. Of course, I haven't told everybody in mama because it ain't everybody's business, but it's people that I have trust. I have told my situation that I was in, and don't let your pride get in the way of accepting help. People, there are genuine people that want to help you and want to see you succeed. Don't stop yourself from any success. Like, some people need success to get to where they're going. I mean, not success. They need help to get to where they're going. They need support. So find the people that you can lean on as well, because you can't always hold yourself up. Eventually, you're going to fall down, and some people don't get back up. You have to either be your own cheerleader and root for yourself through this process, or have other people root for you too. Because not everybody has. Nobody has a circle they can confide in or that's rooting for them. They're rooting for themselves, whether the crowd is or not. I don't know. I think when I asked for help, I think I was always generally like that since a kid. Like, I probably was raised like that in a way. It's ultimately just, I don't know. I wanted to do it on my own and say, like, I guess I come across people that have I seen help people in the past, and they're like, oh, they didn't get to where they're going because, oh yeah, I helped them, blah, 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 whatever. And I always thought of that. I'm like, okay, whatever, what is meant for me is going to be for me, whatever someone helps me or not. I think I come to that understanding, whether I ask for help or not, or whether I do it on my own. Because nobody can claim my success that's already meant for me. Editor, if they are going around telling people this and that, I know what steps I took I know who helped me, who didn't, and like who actually, what effort they put in and what effort I put in as well. I just didn't want nobody to take credit for certain things applying to my life. So that probably plays a big part in me not asking for help, because I don't want somebody to just claim something that I did. Because, you know, some people do that. And of course, like, if I ever did like a thank you speech, I would thank the right for people that helped me on my journey. Because we're all on a journey. That's why this podcast is about life. And that's why I ask the question, so what are we doing? Because generally, we all don't know what we're doing. Like, we're just going with the flow of life. And sometimes we get overflowed. We get overflowed with blessings. And sometimes we get overflowed with the wrong things. And some people are not equipped for that. And the best way to be equipped for that is just learning experience. Honestly, you got to get your feet wet. Some people are more equipped than others because they don't have to get the feet wet. They're already equipped because whoever taught them or raised them. Not everybody's raised right. And you learn that more as you meet people and see how they act and how they go about their lives. Because it's definitely something you wouldn't be doing. You're like, yeah, I don't know who raised them, but I wouldn't be doing that. So you can see it, and everyone else sees it as well. You just got to see who you allow in your life. Don't just try to be a part of anybody's life too as well. Because there's so what we're doing question, it really comes from relationships. I've just applied it to life as well, because like I said, we all don't know what we're doing essentially, and we're just going through life, and we're going through different seasons. And this season might be more important than others for you, depending on what you're going through. I'm using this podcast as a tool to like help people in a way, like learn from my mistakes, whatever. I tend to get more personal in some ways, in some fashions. Not too personal, because, you know, like I said, you don't need everybody in your business. You can't tell everybody everything. So, I don't know. It's some way I'm being vulnerable. Some ways I'm not being vulnerable. But it's up to the audience to, like, see that vulnerability. If not, and it's not true. It's not authentic. So that's what I feel like my job is. This is a learning tool. It's a teaching tool. Whether people are listening to it or not, share it with others if you would like to. But because I know I'm not perfect, but I feel like some things that I have learned or been through, people could go about it and relate to it and just compare it to their life. I'm like, okay, he seems like he knows what he's talking about. So I feel like, yeah, this could help me. And I'd be happy just with that, like helping somebody, because I have a big heart. And I want the people to succeed as much as possible. Like, realize your greatness before anybody else does. Like, let it drip off of you. People can see that your essence, your vibe, whatever that you give off. Whether you're going through life and whether your life is lifing right now, people can tend to see that. Even when you try to cover it up, your facial expressions, just like for me, my facial expressions, you can tell a lot. Even when I'm not trying to, people are like, what's going on? And some people I tell, some people I don't. I'm just like, nah, that's just how my face is. And most of my face has always been like that since I was a kid. I used to joke around, like, I was like, nah, they took my smile away. I used to smile and a lot, and I look at my old pictures and stuff. I used to joke like, yeah, I would joke like, oh yeah, they killed that version of Prince. But it's a deeper thing than deeper meaning, because you can't joke about stuff like that in a way, because you're kind of telling yourself like whatever you're going through. So it's like, did you allow people to kill that version of you? Like, they let you, did you allow them to kill your joy? Because like I said, I was this happy in these pictures and stuff, like in that version of my life. So what happened for I allow people to do that? So we got a lot of things with that. You got to either what part of your life, it depends if it's from childhood trauma or like just like what stage of school you were in or like what level of school you were in and you dealt with stuff. So you got to go back to that. You got to travel back in time and reassess so that the life that you're living now, nothing really comes up too much to affect you. You might be dealing with way more or less than what you did with. You probably had a crazy childhood and you dealt with way more then than what you're dealing with now. So you're more equipped to the situations that you are going through. And not everybody can say that. And they're like, yeah, my child wasn't like that. I don't know about it. But that's not a bad thing. Like everybody goes through something. And especially even as an adult, like you never know what somebody's going through. Like somebody could be the happiest person in the world and like behind closed doors, like their life could be in shambles and you never know. So even if you're not in someone's circle, always try to show kindness to someone. You could be like, even if somebody like you're at work and or something, or even at work, like just a gas station or anything, like you could be that person for somebody that just like brightens their day. You never know. Like, so always try to show kindness in some way, form or fashion, because you could be the light to somebody and you don't even know it. So like I say, someone's always watching you. So even though like people say they don't got nothing to do with my life, but in a way it does, because whatever your spirit could be uplifting someone else's without you even knowing, like just by something simple. Because there's too much hate in the world, and like whatever you did that day, something simple you did that day could uplift someone else's life like tenfold just because of what they've been going through lately, because their life been lifing. So to bring joy into people's lives, some type of kindness. It's serious. Like life is serious. It's raining right now. Life is serious. Like things that come at you out of nowhere, just like that. It's raining. Like they know it's supposed to rain today. It's real sunny outside. That's a perfect example. Like somebody could be happy and outside, but inside is real pain. It's real sadness. Like it's sunny and dry outside, but it's raining and wet in the inside. Going through a struggle that they feel like they only could manage, because we was promised, like God will only put us through no more than we could bear. So whatever that they're managing, what is for them to manage, they might not be able to manage the same thing you're going through. So we try to help people in some way. Like, because it's not all about us. Like, sometimes you have to be selfish and worry about your own life and not care about other people. But that's not always the case, because, like I said, you could be that joy. Like, you could be that sole reason that uplifts that person in their life. And it could be something simple. You're always going through something, whether it's good or bad. It's not always going to be good. It's not going to be always peaches and rainbows. It rains sometime. And I found out in like my life, like I used to be down, like whatever I was going through, like I was down, like it's almost like I was like kind of telling myself like I deserved what I was going through. But I don't know what part of me was saying that, but it's just crazy. Like I couldn't even fathom that. Like, why would I think that? Like, is it a past or something? Probably that. Like, not everybody makes great decisions, but I probably was feeling like that. Like, okay, I deserve whatever I'm going through. Like, I don't deserve this. What if this it's going to be something good for me. I don't deserve that. But you learn to push through as you go through these things. You push through and move forward. Like in season two, I started asking questions. Do you want to move hills or do you want to mountains? Or do you want to move mountains? And you got to get past the little hills in your life. Like this might be a little hill that you're dealing with, but for some people it might be a mountain. Like it's metaphorically speaking, whatever they're going through, it could be like a mountain in their life that they can't even climb to like overcome. And you're just over here jumping over hills and stuff and walking that journey. And it might seem easy for it to you or doubt outside looking in, but you're probably going through the same similar thing as someone else, but it looks easier to them. But like I said, not everybody knows what you're going through. You don't know what the next person is going through. Always try to be kind because there's too much hate in the world and there's too much envy as well. Some people think people just got it easier than others. Some people do. Yeah, they definitely do. Probably not us. And I don't have to really explain that when I'm talking about us. But you got to surround yourself by the right people. Even if you're going through it alone, you got to, like I said, you have to find your people. You have to find your people. Like, and you have to, like, again, you have to pay attention to people's intentions. Attention to detail a lot. Like some people was raised to pay attention to their surroundings. Pay attention to people. Their body language and everything will tell you everything you need to know, especially if you're very intuitive. You have great intuition and everything. You'll know before they even tell you. So keep an open mind and eyes to things that change. And notice the change before it happens. So you don't get caught in the wind or you're just like, oh, I don't know what's going on. Oh, you try not to believe it. And I've been there so many times. So I notice it. I just try to think positive because thinking negative, that puts you down and it messes up the way your thought process and how your mindset is. Negativity has become your norm. So you're not used to positive things. So you wouldn't know what is meant for you when the time comes. And of course, not everybody's good people. So you have to be aware. You have to be aware. You have to pay attention as much as possible. And I wouldn't say don't go looking for these people neither. Like your people will come. Just like with podcasts, I always talked about your circle and like I've been finding my voice through this podcast. Like it helps me hold myself accountable, especially with the things I talk about. So I'm not painting a different picture or putting on a facade when I come up here and talk. People know and see it. Like, oh, you can see through people bullshit. Like whether you can see them talking live, whether you see them talking in person or just hearing their voice through a phone call or online, whether it's a live video or not, like you can hear it. Especially if you're in tune with yourself, like all your senses, you can tell. You'll know what's bullshit when ain't. So I try to really be authentic. I never try to be someone else. I try to be myself because I'm going through a journey too, just like anybody else. And like I love to say, this is not my final form. Shout out to the anime people. This is not my final form. This is not your final form. Whatever process you're going through, there's a greater outcome at the end. And you just have to realize it. Like, truly see what you're meant to be and what's meant for you. Like, make your dreams become a reality. Whether your life is life or not, you, like I love to say, you, like, or I love to ask, are you living your best life for you? That's what you have to do. You have to live your best life for you. Like, you can live it for others, but what are you getting out of that? Like, you gonna put your life on hold just to live your best life for others? No, you can't do that. Life is on hold when you do that. You got to be the best version of yourself. So that's why you have to live your best life for you. The highest degree, the highest form of love for yourself. Like, you have to love yourself to live your best life for you. And people can see that too. People can see who loves them, who love themselves and who don't. Because there are people out there that hate themselves. And that's just, that's sad. It's whatever they're going through that is, that has them in that type of time, and they're slowly processing it. And some people don't know how to process that, so they're stuck in that hatred. Life been life a little bit too much for them, but you have to have good people in the world to help motivate you and push you forward. So just be kind to one another, even if the person not kind to you, like, be kind to them and just go about your business. Like, you don't have to have another conversation with that person. Keep moving forward, because that's what you're doing. You don't want to be stuck. Keep moving forward with your life, because you have an ultimate goal. Like, that person ain't affecting your goal. Then don't allow them to. Like, if you're going to be kind and they don't want the kindness, just keep pushing forward. Keep it pushing. Hey, whatever journey you're on, they're not going to stop your journey. Then don't allow them to. Keep going. You know your end goal. Your story isn't over. You know what you want to accomplish and what you need to get to get, what you need to do to get there. So, are you ready to live your best life for you? Or are you going to allow others to stop you? This has been the Airbrand Podcast. This is a new thing I did. It's been live. So, I'm going to, like, when I reach in season 4, I'm going to start something new with that, with the live thing. And probably, it's probably be like a daily thing, almost like TikTok and probably Instagram. And ask the same questions I ask on this podcast, ask on social media. So stay tuned for that. I don't know when season 3 is going to end. It's been going strong. Shout out to the people that continue been listening, and shout out to the new people. This has been the Airbrand Podcast, and you can follow me on Instagram, JEtcherTheThrone, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia, YouTube, Air Gaming. Follow my family's YouTube channel, our gaming channel. It's called 90210 Gaming. And definitely listen to me and my bros' podcast, Blurred and Beyond. We have a lot of great things. We definitely have an episode tomorrow as well. It's our second meetup, so stay tuned for that. We're doing a tier list, but great things are happening. You just have to put in the work to work towards your dreams and to make them a reality, because nobody can stop you from you. So don't get in your own way, and don't allow anybody else to get in your own way. Stay blessed.